With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Composer-musician John Hartford is perhaps best known for his song, Gentle on My Mind. That Hartford is obsessed by steamboats is evidenced by much of his music.
Oh, the Julie Bell Swain is a mighty fine boat. Got a mighty fine captain, too. Got a big red wheel that goes around and around, and a bunch of old hippies for a crew.
John Hartford has taken his love for steamboats to the pages of a book called Steamboat in a Cornfield. It's a picture book for children, the true story of a calamity that happened to a steamboat called the Virginia.
It was running between Pittsburgh in Cincinnati, making occasional trips to New Orleans. At the beginning of the year 1910, they had a pop rise on the Ohio River, and she left Pittsburgh and got down to Willow Grove, West Virginia, and got caught out in a cornfield in the high water, and the water went back down, and she was aground, and so she laid in a cornfield all summer and became a tourist attraction.
The B&O Railroad ran excursion trains to see the steamboat aground in a cornfield owned by a farmer by the name of Williamson.
He tried to collect rent, but I don't know that he ever got any.
John Hartford illustrated the book with actual turn-of-the-century photographs. His initial idea was to tell the story of the steamboat in the form of a song.
I never could get a melody that quite suited me, and I'm still working on it, but I decided to illustrate it with photographs rather than a melody.
John Hartford grew up in St. Louis, where the river was never far away.
I've just always loved boats, and I had a teacher in the fifth grade who had an obsession with old steamboats and the history, and I must have picked it up from her.
I had a teacher when I went to school. She loved the river, and she taught about it, too. I was a pretty bad boy, but she called my bluff with her great big collection of steamboat stuff, oh yeah.
John Hartford, he's the author of Steamboat in a Cornfield, published by Crown. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. If the name John Hartford isn't familiar to you, the title of his hit song, Gentle on My Mind, is sure to be.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk.
John Hartford has written a book for young people, Steamboat in a Cornfield. Illustrated with turn-of-the-century photographs, it's the true story of the steamboat Virginia, which in 1910 was left stranded in a West Virginia cornfield when the high water of the Ohio River suddenly receded. It may have been 1910's biggest tourist attraction. John Hartford, who was a three-time Grammy winner, published his first book in 1969, a collection of poems called Word Movies.
Actually, it was the lyrics to the songs, and we printed it up so it looked like poetry.
Born in St. Louis, John Hartford found the river both real and imagined.
So instead of studying, I became a dreamer, dreaming about boats on the Mississippi River.
After he left school, Hartford worked as a deckhand on the Mississippi River and played fiddle and banjo as a hobby.
I was getting ready to ship back out again, and somebody offered me a job playing the fiddle in a dance hall in South St. Louis, and I tried it for a while, and I kind of liked it, and I just postponed going back on the river, and the next thing I knew, I was working at a radio station, and the next thing I knew, I was in Nashville.
But he kept thinking that the fantasy would end, and he'd wind up back on the boat, and in a way he has. Summers, John Hartford works as both a pilot and performer on a steamboat that runs on the Illinois and Mississippi rivers, the Julia Bell Swain.
Those steamboat days in July like a hazy, lazy dream. I want to be at the foot of Main Street when the Julie Bell raises steam. When the Julie Bell raises steam.
Hartford calls himself a closet librarian. Not unexpectedly, he collects books about the river. John Hartford is the author of Steamboat in a Cornfield, published by Crown. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.